the first thing that I ever read was a Langston Hughes poem called "I Too." She told me that if I memorized it, then she would pay me $50 because it was a very important poem to her, and I memorized it, and she did pay me $50.
Wow. So she set in you very early achievement.
Yes.
What else did she teach you?
I think she taught me to be an independent thinker and not to rely on anybody else to find answers for me or to tell me what I could and couldn't achieve.
So with that being said, you went on to school and you went to Clyde C. Miller, and you kind of found a place among the debate team. Am I correct?
Yes.
Tell me about your career with debate.
It was sort of an accident. I thought cross country was going to be my thing, but I'm not very athletic, and I wasn't really good at it. But I know one day after cross country practice, they were having, it wasn't really debate tryouts, because you don't have to try out to be on the debate team. You just have to come and show that you like to read and research. So I went in after cross country practice, and I came back every week since then.
What did you like about debate?
One thing that initially made me get into debate, and what I still like about debate, is that you never stop learning new things. The topic that year, my freshman year, was the United States federal government should substantially increase social services for people in poverty. And then after that, we talked about counterterrorism and foreign policy. And then after that, we talked about space exploration. And now we discuss transportation infrastructure. So it's always something new. And then under those four topics, I debated a slew of different topics. So.
And I'm sure that there was a lot of research, a lot of preparation, yes, a lot of just confidence to know your stuff, and then to be able to defend your point.
I don't know if I had confidence going in, but I think I'm more confident going out that I'm a good researcher and a, not just a reader, but a critical reader and a critical thinker. And I think it helps me with school. Instead of school helping me with debate, debate helps me with schoolwork. And I think I'm a lot better at writing.
How do you feel that being rooted in St. Louis will help to shape your future, or has helped to lay the groundwork for your life so far?
I think that St. Louis, or at least what I know of St. Louis, is a really great community. I think I've been able to achieve a lot because I have a really strong community, not just my school and College Bound and my family and just the people that I interact with. I get nothing but love and support. And so I think that that makes me stronger, and it builds my confidence for when I go on to Princeton, that I know I could do great things.
What do you want to major in?
I want to major in English, and I want to minor in what Princeton calls teachers prep, urban concentration. I want to change the way policies are made, and I think that children should be put before politics, and I want to play a role in that.
If someone is in your place, a freshman in high school, going off to the next 4 years of their life, what is something that you think they should keep in mind?
My freshman through even my senior year, things were not extremely hard, but there's always that question, is maybe me spending 3 hours on homework tonight, maybe that won't actually pay off. Maybe I actually won't be able to go to the college that I want to go to, but that's hardly ever true. And I think that, yeah, homework pays off, and I think it paid off with me. Even if you graduate high school, and even if you graduate at the top of your class like I did, that this is only the beginning, and you're nowhere near finished yet.